Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
For the recipe for the perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Okay,
got a pen.
You got this?
Yep.
Although it's a list of 50, I haven't got all
50.
Well, I haven't got all 50 things.
Wow.
I also didn't read all 50 things because,
okay,
let's be honest, I already have the perfect marriage. Okay, so here we go. Recipe for a perfect marriage includes 6 meaningful conversations, 3 long walks, and 2 massive rows every month.
Whoa. 3 massive rows.
Yeah, so 3 big fight. No, sorry, 2. Two big fights. Yep. So
3.
Too many.
The wrong way.
Yeah. So 6 good chats.
Okay.
3 long walks and 2 fights a month. So if you could schedule that into, how many fights are you having a month, Jazeel?
When we first got married, on the hour. Now, what are we? Almost 3 years in. Yeah, it's completely changed. We don't really argue as much now because you just know each other so well.
Yep.
That something that you might normally actually argue over, you're just like, what's the point?
Like, you, it's just not going to change anything.
It's just different. I don't know, have you found that as well? Like, how often are you having a really good argument?
We don't have really massive arguments.
Yeah.
It's like the little things.
Uh-huh.
Stop leaving your shoes where I trip over them. Things like that.
Okay.
I don't think that's the...
Anymore? You want to disclose
no,
your...
No, that'll do for now because my marriage is perfect.
Of course.
Right, so as a study of 2,000 people, happily wedded adults, it says, it shows there's benefits from taking short breaks away together twice a year.
Oh, okay.
As well as 2 longer holidays a year.
With each other.
With each other. It did say later, like further down in the article, to, you know, have your own hobbies and interests and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it pays also to be affectionate. So most couples reckon they say, I love you, up to 20 times a fortnight.
20 times a fortnight,
about 10
okay.
times a week.
Yeah.
I say it every time I get off the phone.
Yeah, I would say it a lot more. I say it every time I leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah, same. See, yeah. I love you.
Every time we go to sleep.
Maybe it's that meaningful, yeah, I love you, where you look them in their eyes.
And you say,
like, I love you.
Yep.
Notice how I didn't look you in the eyes.
Yeah. I purposely looked at the ground. I was like, this is getting weird.
So weird. Also, kiss 2 or 3 times a day and cuddle 11 times a week.
Actually, that's what Pastor Phil mentioned earlier. He goes, make sure you're kissing at least. I can't remember the number he gave.
That's right.
But he goes, you need to be kissing.
And on the lips, not the forehead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do remember things.
Oh, see. And also, maybe Phil would
agree with some of them.
Some of them, yeah. Couples also place importance on listening to each other grumble about work, showing the other how proud they are of them, and being respectful in front of others.
Oh, you can't tick that box because this workplace is just your
nothing,
haven.
Yeah, nothing to grumble about.
When you work with such good-looking people like Talana and I, what have you got to complain? move on.
Ted Sheeran, perfect. Like marriage.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.